Blackstone Audio presents The Edison Effect, a Professor Bradshaw Mystery by Bernadette Pager. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. To Bill Beatty, my go-to science guy, and George Myers, who introduced me to his great-great-grandfather, Professor Joseph Marion Taylor. Chapter 1. September 1903.
Bradshaw! It's Thomas Edison! He's here!
Of all the interruptions, this one was so unexpected that Professor Benjamin Bradshaw wondered if he'd not yet fully recovered from his concussion. It was a warm summer afternoon on the campus of the University of Washington. A box kite danced below billowy white clouds drifting in the blue sky, and a touch of color in the elm saplings hinted at the approach of fall. Bradshaw stood on the lawn between Lewis and Clark Halls, arms outstretched to Missouri Fremont, as she abandoned Colin Ingersoll and his kite. She approached Bradshaw with a smile that took his breath away. This was a moment he'd resisted for 2 years, a moment he wasn't sure was wise. The differences between him and Missouri might be insurmountable, and yet, here he was. His heart thundered. He doubted he'd ever been happier or more frightened in his entire life. Little more than a week had passed since he'd been left for dead in a rotting cellar during an investigation of gruesome murders. He'd thought himself fully recovered, other than a dull ache in his shoulder where the weight of a cast-iron frying pan had struck, until the shout about Thomas Edison pierced his overwhelmed emotions. For a terrifying second, he thought he might still be back in that cellar, hallucinating. Certainly such romantic moments were rare for him. As Missouri approached...